Hot 104.7 Indian Mel. It's 8:07 up to 34 today. It is 20 right now. There was a armed robbery this morning at the Amoco or BP, whatever, at 18th in Cleveland. So stay out of that area, I guess. Or you don't have to stay out of that area. I guess the streets aren't blocked off, but you're not going to be able to get in the parking lot there. So just an FYI. On New Year's Eve, there were two robbers in Australia that tried to end the year with a big splash.
Okay.
They were going to rob a jewelry store.
All right.
So 32-year-old Peter Welsh and 31-year-old Dwayne Doolin, they were trying to tunnel into the jewelry store.
Tunnel?
Digging a hole in the back wall. There's only one problem, though. They misjudged where to make the hole and ended up tunneling into a KFC.
Oops.
And the KFC was open at the time serving customers. Now, fried chicken isn't exactly diamonds when it comes to what you're robbing.
No.
But since they were there, they decided, well, we'll just rob the KFC instead.
Okay, yeah.
So they got the cash from the register.
Did they go back out the tunnel or did they go out the front door when they left?
It does not say.
Oh, okay.
But they apparently were not very good at it because they got caught. So they were arrested a couple days later. we got an email from a gal named Sherry who specifically wanted to ask Mel if she thought running into an attractive guy while out walking the dog, and this guy was wearing the little running shoes with the toes.
We don't know what they're actually called.
I think they're called five-finger shoes.
I think they're called stupid.
But anyway.
Isn't that what they're called?
A lot of runners
stupid?
Love them. They
Whatever.
Swear by them.
Blech.
And I got an email here that said, I think it's fine to wear them when a person's working out, but if they were wearing them everywhere, then deal breaker. Yeah, the guy was running. It's still a deal breaker when he's running?
I don't know.
For their design purpose?
They would... Unless, I mean... She just said attractive. I mean, he would have to be like, holy cow, hottest guy I've ever seen for it to be okay.
Okay. Let's see here. Jesse is on the phone. How are you, Jesse? Hello, Jesse. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. I just had two comments to make on those toe or footy shoes.
Uh-huh.
One, my husband has a pair, and he loves them. He's a mailman, so his feet sweat a lot, and he does get blisters, and they're dry and gross. So he likes them, but a guy that I graduated with, he is a principal at a school, and he has like four or five pairs of them. He loves them. He wears them with his suits. But the reason why he wears them is because he has such back issues, and he was actually going to get back surgery and all this stuff, but he started wearing those shoes, and he has no back pain.
Really?
He wears them with suits?
Yeah. My grandfather passed away a couple weeks ago when he was at the funeral, and he had this suit on, and all of a sudden I look at his shoes, I'm like, what are you wearing?
Are they like neon green, or does he have like a shiny black pair to wear with his suits?
Yeah, they're black. I mean, you probably wouldn't notice them unless you looked, but once you see them, it's like, okay, that looks silly.
Yeah.
if it works for him, then, you know, go for it. Even his wife, I go, what does your wife think? Well, she don't care. You know, it makes my back feel better, so.
If you've seen the look on my face right now with the fact that he wears them with suits.
I wish I had a picture of it.
I would rather feel better than worry about how I look.
Right, but with suits?
Right. Yeah, but he said any other shoes, he's tried so many different shoes and they just don't work and he found these. And because he'd go to bed at night, he'd go to bed early because he's in so much pain he can't handle it.
Wow.
And now he's got these shoes and it's like he's healed. It's crazy.
Well, thank you for the call, Jesse.
Yeah, if you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Kirsten's on the phone. How are you, Kirsten?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So yay or nay on the shoes, would that be a deal breaker for you?
Okay, well, if you would have asked me like 3 months ago, I would have said yes. But my manager at work came in with probably one of the ugliest pair of shoes I've ever seen. And he was very proud of these shoes. And I told him that I didn't like them, that I thought they were ugly. And he has never worn those shoes again. So I felt so bad. So now I would have to say no.
You wouldn't make it a deal breaker.
So bad.
Why, do you have a crush on your manager or what?
No, not at all. But I'm just saying that in general, the shoes that they wear, I would have said yes probably 3 months ago until I did comment on a man's shoes. and he took it so seriously that he never wore them again.
Well, there are some shoes that should not be worn by people ever.
Right.
And they don't even have to be the footy toe ones.
Yeah. Crocs and footy toe ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blech.
And several different designs of Steve Madden's I would go with
whatever.
As well.
Not Steve Madden's. No.
The sad thing is, I think they were a pretty expensive pair of shoes. And now he won't wear them.
I think any shoe made out of that weird rubber should be, like, not worn.
Yeah, or the neon. You know how hard it is to just find a pair of knock-around tennis shoes anymore that don't have, like, weird neon colors? It's like,
right.
I'm not wearing these for running. I'm not wearing a matching tracksuit with these. I just want some sneakers to wear.
I think you should wear a matching tracksuit.
Oh, shut up. Thank you for the call, Kirsten.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm never wearing a tracksuit.
Not nice to say shut up.
Hello, Pot. I'm Kettle. Did you know you're black?
I think you would look nice in a tracksuit.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Red one. Some stripes.
Yeah, with matching red
sneakers?
Running shoes. Yeah. That'd look great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now that you're done being ridiculous.
Who said I'm done being ridiculous?
The guy who is the genius behind...
It's Friday.
He has another dandy out, and I'll play it for you next. Hang on.
Sunshine. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 8:22 up to 34 today. Kind of warm. Probably melt some snow. Maybe melt my icy driveway. That'd be good. Internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I'm just one stomach flu away from reaching my goal weight.
Kamikaze Gerbil tweeted me and reminded me of one song that has my name in it.
What is their name?
Their Twitter handle is Kamikaze Gerbil, which I think is a great handle.
Okay.
But the song is by The Killers. Come on, play.
This is not your world.
You're a Star by The Killers. It was on the Hot Fuss album, same one as Mr. Brightside. And
like
Somebody told me that you had a girlfriend who looks like your boyfriend. Or
I like that song.
Like that.
I like my song with my name better.
Yeah.
By the Allman Brothers, Sweet
okay,
Melissa.
So there is a new song by Patrice Wilson. Well, actually, not by him. It's by Tween Chronic.
Tween?
Tween Chronic.
Chronic.
They're really cute.
Okay.
He's the same guy who did Rebecca Black's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
He basically sells this package to teenage girls whose parents have too much money and like to set it on fire. And then they become a YouTube sensation and people point and laugh. Here is the latest song.
Yay!
By Tween Chronic.
Okay. I'm ready.
It's called Skip Rope.
Skip Rope. Skip Rope.
I totally know how to do the dance of that song.
Oh, that's what you were doing. You were making like a
rope.
Jumping rope kind of motion.
Yeah.
Where you just move your hands in circles a little bit
and
pointed
you jump,
sideways.
You kind of like jump a little.
You couldn't jump rope that slowly, though.
Yeah, you could. You could do like
no,
the,
it would lose
you know,
momentum.
You know
You'd have
like,
to do it faster than
you
that.
You know how like the skipping rope when you kind of like run instead of like just jump? That way would work. You could go that speed. I think.
Winding the rope at that speed?
I think so. Yeah, because you would just do like the running jump.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Instead of jumping, you kind of act like, it looked like you're running. Like, almost like you're doing the running man.
Okay.
The song is awesome.
All right.
I was not being for real there.
Okay. Okay. I'm about to post a photo up at hot1047.com. So in the next 10 minutes, go check, of a airline passenger who was duct taped to his seat.
I saw something about that.
The story behind it is even better than the photo. I will put that up and tell you all about it coming up after some dirt next. Hang on.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:38. We're going to talk about a 34 today. This is one of the best photos I've ever seen on Reddit in my life.
Okay.
And then after doing the background on the story, I was very thankful for Google Translate for translating an Icelandic website for me.
Oh, that was nice of them.
Yeah. It's really kind of cool. It almost makes perfect sense when it's translated. Anyway, so there was a guy on a plane from Iceland to New York. He drank an entire bottle of duty-free alcohol.
Oh.
And started going berserk.
Those duty-free bottles, too, are huge.
Mm-hmm.
They're like the gigantic size,
now,
jumbo size.
Flights leaving from other countries bound for the U.S. don't have the same rules as flights leaving the U.S. to other countries.
Okay.
You know, so I don't think you can bring a giant bottle of booze with you on the plane. Can
you?
I
think you could check it. Like, it could put it in your
I have no idea
luggage.
What the rules are when it comes to massive bottles of booze. But anyway, this guy gets hammered.
Okay.
And starts freaking out. He is, like, starting to grope other passengers. He's choking them. He's spitting on them.
Oh.
And screaming about how the plane is going to crash.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So the crew did what they felt they needed to do.
Okay.
They duct taped him to his seat.
I would have done the same thing.
And there's a photo that was on Reddit. And it's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's duct tape and his face is blurred out, so you can't see his face. But it looks exactly what you would imagine a guy duct taped to a seat on an airplane would be.
Dude, you can't drink a whole jumbo bottle of booze and not expect something like that to happen to you.
Have you ever been on a flight where someone got out of control?
Mm-mm, never.
I only was once. And
I've heard some people being kind of crabby.
Yeah.
You know, like I've heard that before.
I mean, the worst thing anyone ever did on a plane I was on was eat a beef jerky stick and then drink Coke.
Oh, my God.
That's the only really bad thing.
Really? You're going to bring that back up again? I'm sorry that I burped. I'm sorry that it
so was
smelled
I.
like Coke and beef jerky.
Oh, it was terrible. And, of course, that was the flight that was full, and I had to sit right next to you. Couldn't have been on the next flight when there was only four people on the plane, and we had our own row to ourselves.
And we wonder why I'm single.
Yeah. Well, not so much anymore, but...
Thanks.
Yeah. So, anyway... we've got music on the way from the Lumineers, and also the 50s are coming back again.
Okay.
Because a high school musical was canceled because parents were complaining about suggestive Elvis lyrics.
Excuse me?
Yeah, that's next. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, morning. It is 8:48. We're going to top out at 34 today. It's, what is it right now? It's 20. And there was a, there's a high school out in Utah where they're going to be doing a modern spin on the Shakespeare play Twelfth Night. And they're using some Elvis songs in there.
Okay.
Which, I don't know, to me, Elvis, fairly tame.
Yeah.
By today's standards, anyway.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe not in the 1950s, but by today's standards, yes. Well.
Definitely in the 50s, it was probably a little bit more controversial.
Yeah. So, in the musical... there's some Shakespearean style cross-dressing going on, a woman disguising herself as a guy. And the parents weren't too upset about the, you know, sexual suggestiveness of the Elvis lyrics. They were also upset over the whole Shakespeare material, which is, you know, centuries old. So they're wound up about these Elvis lyrics.
Okay.
And they're wound up about... I don't know, what is it, 300 years old, this Shakespeare play, 400 years old? I have no idea.
How long have people been putting these plays on with Shakespeare stuff? I mean, forever.
Well, I was forced to read Shakespeare in high school.
Yeah.
And it was boring as hell. It didn't make any sense.
It is hard to understand.
Every other word has TH on the end, whether it belongs there or not.
Winneth.
I waseth going to drinketh, thieth, boozeth. I was not a math major nor an English major. Now, if English, I actually started out as an English major because I liked reading and writing.
Uh-huh.
But then I found out you had to basically, all that English is really when it comes to college is read something and then try and come up with a completely different meaning than what is written on the paper.
That's so annoying. Why can't it just mean what you read?
That's why it was basically a fictional book report is basically what you'll do in your written comprehension classes.
Yeah, kind of.
In college. So have fun with those.
So they're so mad about this. So are they still going to do the play?
No, it has been canceled.
Oh.
It is too sexually suggestive to have Elvis and Shakespeare in the same play.
I don't know why they're putting Elvis songs, though, in a Shakespeare play. That doesn't even make sense.
I don't know either, but it was just some kind of modern spin, which
That's not really modern.
Well, it's in the last century as compared with Shakespeare.
Okay. Seems a little odd to put them together, but...
Yeah. I remember they did MASH in my high school as a play one year.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, based off the book and the movie, MASH, not the lame TV show.
I like the TV show.
The TV show was lame compared to the movie. The movie was cool. Movie was really cool.
Okay.
And the TV show was super lame.
I liked the TV show. It was funny.
Kinda.
It was funny.
Not as funny as the movie.
Okay.
Movie was a lot better. Anyway, you actually found out why Hot Lips was called Hot Lips in the movie.
Oh, I don't know if I remember that part.
No, it wouldn't have been in the...
I've seen the movie like a while ago, but...
You saw MASH the movie?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't know anybody other than my dad that has seen MASH movie.
But I don't... I mean, I don't...
Donald Sutherland and Tom Skerritt without facial hair?
Yeah. I don't think I was paying much attention. I don't think it kept my attention very well.
Yeah, I don't doubt that at all.
I think that's why I don't recall
probably
why Hot Lips has her name. Hot Lips.
All right. Moving on. We have got music on the way for you from Ludacris and Usher, also One Republic. Hang on.
Hot 104.7.com.